Let's say again in the case where two brothers were married to two sisters, but the two brothers had also a second wife. So when the two brothers died now, it like four wives, four liyibim, the two sisters and the two tzaras. So therefore now, if there's one brother alive or two brothers alive, it doesn't make a difference, but Shmuel says like this, cholatz lachoyis, if you make chalitza to the sisters themselves, is loy niftaru tzaras. You should know that chalitza is not called a good chalitza. It does not free the tzara, the second a wife. You have to give her chalitza also. So, if so, how could Shmuel say over here, one brother can give chalitza to all three sisters? Lechur is called the chalitza psula. So the Gemara says like this, this is part of the Gemara's kasha. Hecha de kaima chalitza de Shimon, chalitza kshera, cholitz la ruvein, chalitza psula? Like in our case, how could Shmuel say one brother can make chalitza to all three sisters? Lechur, the second brother, chalitza should be better? Because the first brother, once he gave chalitza to one, she's called an achois, chalitzosa, she's also to him, so it's worse. So how could Shmuel say one brother can make chalitza to all three of them? So Marin says, my echot chalitz lekulot. You know what Shmuel says? He means one brother makes chalitza for all of them. Nami de korma, that's what he said, I'm sois, he's going on the middle one. In other words, the middle one, true, the first brother has to make chalitza on the one sister. The second brother makes on the second sister. Now the third sister, again, the three brothers that died, the third sister, that either one could do. For the Gemara Vokulan Kamar, Shmuel said, no, Mashma, one brother could give chalitza to all three of them. So where it says, Kiva de Ruba Gabei, since this is the second one he's doing, so one brother is doing right to two of them, Kori Le Kulan. That's why he already calls all of them. Now, so really, Shmuel agrees that for the one sister, one brother, for the second sister, another brother. Just since there are only two brothers alive, one of these two is going to have to give again to the Emtsoyis, and he's called Rubai. That's what's called like he is doing most of it. That's called like one could do all of them. But really, all is Lavdafka just means he could do two of them. The boy is saying another terrace is like this. Ki koma Shmuel. Chalitza mal yabinon. When does Shmuel say we have to have a good chalitza? Hani milule miftar tzrosa. That's only to free the tzara. Avo miftar nafsha potra. But to free her itself is good. But Shmuel's din is when there are two sisters and two tzaras. Then a chalitza on the sister is not part of the tzara. But in our case before, Shmuel's saying the case where the three brothers were married three sisters and not two wives. Just the three sisters, each one had one sister. Now when they die, so one brother, he can give chalitza to one sister, then to the next sister, then to the next sister. Even though it's called chalitza psula, but since the chalitza is to her directly, it frees her. Hey, Shmuel's only talking about with a chalitza on the achayis, on the sister, should free the tzara, that's no good. Shmuel holds it's worse. To free the tzara, you have to have a better chalitza. Yegufa. Omar Shmuel said like this, Chol atzla achoyes lo nifteru tzoros. If he gave chalitza to the tzoros of the two sisters, so it doesn't help. Chol atzla achoyes lo nifteru tzoros. Le tzoros, if he gave chalitza to the tzoros, that's the other wife, nifteru achoyes. Then it parted the achoyes. Again, where two brothers married two sisters, and both brothers had two wives, and both brothers died. And they fought to the other brothers. So Shmuel says Alocha that when you give chalitza now, you have to give chalitza to the tzara and not to the sister, because that's called the better chalitza. The chalitza on the achoyas, the sisters, since they're also machmas achoyzu kukosai, and the Rashi says that's the stronger iser. Therefore, that chalitza is not so good. Whereas if you give chalitza to the second wife, the tzara, that's not so bad. Even though Rashi says she's also to you, but it's not so bad as the other one. So that's Shmuel's halacha, that you have to give chalitza to the one that you're better off with. Now, a new halacha. Cholat l'bailas haget l'niftru tzara. Also, in the case of your brother had two wives, and you went ahead and gave one a get. So when you gave one a get, like automatically you can't be miyabim her. So to give her chalitza, it's not so good. So if you give her the chalitza, it doesn't help the part of the other wife. You have to give chalitza to the other wife. Mashenkin l'tzara, if you gave chalitza to the tzara, then niftru bailas haget. That's the better chalitza. That part is the balas aget. The Rashi says, the balas aget means beiz yivomis miach echad. Your brother had two wives and he died. V'nosan yovim get li achas men. For some reason, he wasn't supposed to, but instead of giving the chalitza, he went and gave a get to one of them. So locher is midrabonin shuv ein chalitzos again is kokach.
his chalitza is no good anymore. The klisha zikosa, because she took off a little bit of the zika, midirabonin. Therefore, if you give this wife, the one that you gave a get to, even though midiraisa, the get means nothing, but midirabonin, it means something, so it's not such a good chalitza, therefore it does not help to free the other wife. So you have to give chalitza to the other wife, that frees this one. If you give chalitza to this one is freed. Just the other one, the tsar, is not freed. The same thing, cholas labayla samaymer. Again, your brother had two wives, and you went ahead and with the rabbonin, and the yovam now was made kedushin in one of the wives. He made maymer. So now he wants to give chalitza. So loch is, if he gives chalitza to the bayla samaymer, it's not so good. It's la niftar tsara. Vashenkel tsara niftar bayla samaymer. If you give chalitza to the tsara, that's better. So Rashi also says, cholas labayla samaymer means also maymer biyachas minosh yochiv. You made a drabon de kedushin in one of your brother's wife, Hames, and then you gave a chalitza. So l'nifter etzorah, this chalitza is not so good, and it doesn't free the second wife. Why? She chalitza zu eno poiteres lagamri, it doesn't free this wife 100%. Shadayin tzricha get l'mamorei, because since the yavim first made a kedushin drabon with her, the yavim first gave a kedushin, so with the rabbonim he has to give her a get. So with the Rabbanon, if he comes and just gives a chalitza, that alone is not enough. After the chalitza, he still has to give her a get. So the chalitza in her is not so good. So therefore, if you give her chalitza, it doesn't help to free the second wife. But if you would give chalitza to the second wife, to the tzara, that's a good chalitza. That would pater even the Balas HaMaimah. That's Shmuel Svara. That whenever you want a chalitza for one wife, like to free the other wife, it has to be a good chalitza. But if it's a bad chalitza, it'll only free her, but not the Tzora. Now the Gemara says, "My shino la'achoyis to lo nifteru tzoros." How come the achoyis, the sisters, don't free the tzoros? Again, where two brothers were married to two sisters, and both of them had two wives. So now, like four wives are falling to the brothers. So now, two sisters and two wives. So my shino la'achoyis, if you give chalitza to the sisters, it does not part of the tzoros. Why? To have a lo achoyis isha bezika. Because the two sisters, you can't be miyabim either one of them, because both of them fall the zika to as many brothers as there are. Let's say there are two brothers alive. So both sisters are like a little bit mekudish to the brothers. So therefore, neither of the brothers can be miyabim either one of the sisters. So therefore, if you give the sisters chalitza, it's not called a good chalitza, because you were not allowed to be miyabim. So the question is, if so, cholatz litzoros nami, the same thing should apply if you give chalitza to the tzoros, to the sister's second wife. The two sisters, and the husband had a second wife. So, Chura Kashri is Cholatz Litzoros Nami. By giving Chalitza to the Tzora, what does that make it better? It should also not free the sisters. Why? Because you also can't be Miyabim them. To have you load Tzorois, these Tzoros, the second wives, are called Achois Isha Bezika. They're a Tzora of an Achois Isha Bezika. No, she's the tzara, she's the second wife. But she's the tzara of the sister, which the sister is like an erva to you, because she's an achleis isha. Since the two sisters have zika to you, so you're attached like to the two sisters, so they're both like usa to you. So the second wife, the tzara, is also usa to you. That's the cloud. Tzaris, achleis isha b'zika. So Gemara answers, I'll tell you what you have to say is ksava shmul and zika. Shmul tak holds, no, there's no din zika. If you hold ain't zika, so the two sisters, when they fall to you, really you should be able to be miyabim them. There's no din like achois isha here. The only reason why you can't do it is because we're afraid you'll be mevatel mitzvas yevamim. If you'll be miyabim one, and then we're afraid the other brother will die before he marries the other sister, so you can't do anything with the other sister. But it's only a problem if you miyabim the other sisters. But if you miyabim or give chalitza to the achois, to the tzoros, then there's no problems. So if you hold Zayn Zika, it's only a problem from being Mevato Mitzvah Sivomim, then it doesn't pass the Bito Mitzvah Sivomim if you give Chalitza to the Tzoros. It's only if you do with the sisters alone. For the Gemara question, I have Omar Shmuel. Shmuel himself said, Ye Zika. I, Shmuel himself, passed the cloud as Ye Zika. So Gemara says, the Divri Yoyim Rein Zika. Shmuel now is saying, if you hold Zayn Zika, he's saying what the luck would be if you hold Zayn Zika. Even though he himself holds Ye Zika, but he's saying what the luck would be if you hold Zayn Zika. Come on. For the Mori Hochi, if so, if he's going now ain't Zika, so cholatz lachoyis. If you give chalitza to the sisters, amayla niftar tzaras, why doesn't the chalitza on the sisters now pater the tzaras? Like, what's wrong with it? So it's like this. Bishleima tzara de rochel. Bishleima, the first one. The tzara of rochel. Rochel is the first one. Le tifter. That I understand. Techivon de chalitz la leleya. Since you already gave chalitza to leya. Vaha de chalitz la rochel. And then you give me chalitza to rochel. Hevila chalitza de rochel chalitza psula. The second sister to give chalitza to, she's called a chalitza psula, because she's a chalitza of your sister. She's your first you gave chalitza to one sister. Now the next sister is also to you. Achoyz chalitzosa is also to you with rabbonin. So Mel, I understand why the second chalitza is psula. It's not such a good chalitza. Elitzara deleya. But the question is of the first ones though. Tzara deleya tifter. Like when you give chalitza to the first one to Leia, what's wrong with that chalitza? That chalitza is called 100%. Like really, you should even be able to be miyabim her, Leia. The only reason we're telling you not to be miyabim her, sigzerim with the rabbanan, maybe you'll be mevatel the second mitzvah yibum. But if you give chalitza to Leia, it's 100% chalitza. Why doesn't it free the tzara? So Marin says, Enech Nami, Maila niftu with tzara. You know what it means if you give chalitza to the achoyis, to the sisters, it does not free the second wife. Nami to come at Sarah the Rochel. Son is going on a second wife. That you gave Chalitza first to Leah, one sister. Now the second sister Rochel, she's also to you Midrabonin. She's called the Achois of your Chalitzosoi. Therefore, since Midrabonin, she's also to you, so if you give her Chalitza, it's called the Chalitza Psula, it does not part of the Tzara of Rochel. Freddy Gemara, though, what Tzara's come her? It says Lushan Rabin Tzara's, Mashma too. Mashma both tzaras. If you give chalitza to any one of the two sisters, it does not free the tzaras. So my answer is, this is not such a kasha. I tell you, tzaras the alma. It's going on, tzaras the alma is going on. It's on, even though you use a lashon plural, it doesn't mean both tzaras. It means a lashon of tzaras of the world. If so, chalitz let tzaras niftar achoyis. What did Shmuel say though? The answer is, they'll give chalitza to the tzaras, and the tzaras, they for sure are part of the sisters. For the Gemara, we are tzaras rochel. If you give chalitza to the tzara of Rochel, that means the second one. You gave chalitza to the first sister, or even to the first sister, to the first tzara. Now, when you come to give chalitza to the second, sister. Even if you give it to a tzara, me miftara, is the tzara called the good chalitza? For your tanan, we learn it like this. Also adam v'tzaras kreivat chalitzosai. A person is also to live with tzaras, the tzara of kreivat chalitzosai. Any karev to the chalitza, like over here, you first gave chalitza to the first sister. Now the second sister is a karev to you now. She is a karev to your chalitzosai. And the klal is, even the tzara of the Kroiva is also also to you. For your Tanan again, we'll see all these cases, we'll see again clearly later on in the Mesechta. For your Tanan, we'll learn later on that Mem, that also the person is also Bitsaras, that means a second wife, Kroivais, a second wife to a Kurov of Chalitzosai. See, when you gave the first sister Chalitza, the second sister is called a Kurov to her. So her Tsaras also was to you. See, so when you give Chalitza to the Tsara, it should not free the second sister either. Because the tzara is also wasa to you. So Moran says, Enech Nami, Shmuel Nami, Hischa v'lo Hischa kama. Shmuel says to start, v'lo Hischa kama, not to start. What does that mean? He means like this, Shmuel. Hischa b'achoyis, if the first chalitza you give to the first sister, true, then lo yigma b'tzaras. You can't end off with the tzaras. That means to say, if you give chalitza to the tzara of the second one, it would not free the sister. Because she's kroivus, tzaras chalitzasai. So the din will soon see, like Rashi says, you have to give them both chalitza. The Tanan, because we learned, also adam, a person is also bitzaras kreivas chalitzosai. A person is also to the kreivas of chalitzosai. Also adam, you have bitzaras kreivas chalitzosai. His chal bitzaras, let's say he started with bitzaras, then the locher is yigmor af bachois. He could even be yigmor even with yachois. This is what it means. Hischa, but let's say he started with the tzara, then yigmar af b'chayis. If the first one, you only gave the tzara chalitza, so then the second sister, like she's not even a karev to you. So either Yigmar after Chayis, either the second sister you can give Chalitza to, or her Tzara. The Tanakh goes, this will not like this, we'll have later. Mutter Rodim, a person is Mutter, Bekroivais, Tzara's Chalitzosai. If it's only the Tzara of Yachalitzosai, Tzara's Kroivais, you're Mutter. See here also, if the first one you only gave Chalitza to the Tzara, so who are you a curve to? It's that Tzara, it was married, was also a wife, second wife to the sister. So you're like relative to the Tzara of that. Therefore, you're Mutter. Mutter Rodim Bekroivais Tzara's Chalitzosai. If it's only the Tzara of Yachalitzosai, you're Mutter. So if by the first sister, you didn't give the sister Chalitza, you gave the second wife of that brother, because that brother was married a sister and a second wife. So if you only gave Chalitza to the second wife, it comes out now when the second brother was mace, and the second sister falls to you, that second sister is no relative to the Chalitza, because you gave Chalitza to the Tzara of the sister. So now the second sister that falls to you, there's no din on her. She's not a kerov to you. So therefore the Chalitza on her is a good Chalitza. So either one, either you give Chalitza to the sister, or else you give Chalitza to the Tzara, both of them part of both. Yeah. What? The Ravashi, Yom Ravashi says, Lielam Kutakamrit. Rashi says, no, it could be the way we said it before. Like Rashi says, Lielam Kidiyomar Shmuel Beresha. That's Cholitz Lachoyes. If you give Chalitza to any one of the two sisters, is Loy Nifter Tzara. So it doesn't free the Tzara. Mishum Diyezika, Shmuel holds Diyezika. So the question was then, the chalitza ha'chuyis grua. So the question was then, how come the chalitza ha'chuyis grua? The chalitza give the two sisters, that's no good. V'yafilu tzaras le'el lamiftura. Because since the old Yezika, the two sisters are like erbis to you, Midrabanan, therefore the chalitza and the sisters are not part of the tzara. But the chiddush we're going to say now is, that cholatz letzoris, if you give chalitza to the tzori, you should know, niftu rachoyis, it does free the sister. Why? The chalitzosa mishubachas mishalachoyis. Because the chalitza you give the tzora is better than the chalitza you're going to give the sister. Well, the kashalachai, we asked the question before, have you tzoras achoyis isha bezika? That even the tzora is also asa to you. Like once you gave chalitza to the first sister, so the second sister is asa to you, and her tzora is also asa to you. So why is the chalitza on the tzara called good? The have ki achoy sukuka. So Teret says lohi mishum de le'alima zika l'shavya l'tzara ki erva. This zika, posh zika is only yosem of the rabbonin. It's not so strong. Like Rashi says lo'gozru chachomim af bi achoy sukuka. The rabbonin did not make such a gzera by achoy sukuka. No, it's only a korav. The tzara is only a korav through zika. So it's Sarah that's only Kara through Zika, she's not also to you. Therefore, if you give Chalitza to the second Sarah, that would pata the sister. Let's see the Gemara inside now. Rav Ashi Yom L'Olam Kudakamrit. O Mishum Delea Lima Zika L'Shavya L'Tzara Kerva. Because the Zika is not so strong to make the Tzara, the second wife of the sister, so strong like an Erva. Therefore, the Chalitza on the Tzara is better, and that frees even the sister. Tani kavos to Ravashi. I bring a proof. We don't like Ravashi. Cholatz lachoyis. If you give chalitza to one of the two sisters, loy nifteru tzoros. You should know it does not free the other tzora. The you'll have to give chalitza again to the tzora. Hol tzoros. Mashmi. If you gave chalitza to any one of the two tzoros, nifteru achoyis. The chalitza of the tzoros does free the achoyis. My time. What's the reason? Lav mishum diksava yezika. Because Shmuel holds yezika, and he. So therefore, the two sisters are like also to you. But the klal is, v'loyalima zika l'shavi l'tzara kerva. But the zika is not strong enough to make the tzara like an erva. So therefore the tzara is like muta to you. Therefore the tzara, the chalitza, does part of the system. Oh. But if he holds yezika, that's what he holds. Yeah. Yeah. So more says, Omer Baba Bamamo. So more, he wants to say, maybe you have no raya. Omer Baba Bamamo, l'homani, notice Bryce goes like, Beis Shammai, I think this bracha goes b'chlal according to Beis Shammai. The Tanan we learned before that Beis Shammai matirin atzoras liyachin. Beis Shammai says that tzoras erva is mutter. So that's why if you give chalitza to the tzora, does it part of the sister? Because according to the Beis Shammai, there's no din tzoras erva altogether. For tomorrow, yochi, if so, yivumi namitis yabim. If so, according to the Beis Shammai, Shemam would be able to make yibum because you can be miyabim one tzora and then be miyabim the second tzora. So you're not afraid, even if one brother dies, you won't be mevatel mitzvah yivamim. So the Gemara says, "Kadav Yechon ben Uri." The Yom we had before, Rabbi Yechon ben Uri wanted to say, "Boyo unesaken lehem litzoros sheyocholtzas loymis yavmis." Let's make a takona that the tzoros should only give chalitza and not make yibum. So even according to Beis Shammai, that midirais you could be miyabim the tzora, but midirabbanan is exer only to make chalitza. We learned before, lo yispiku ligmuras hadover, ashenitrafo hashur, even though Rabbi Yechon ben Uri wanted to do it, but it didn't come lemaisa, they never did it, they got disturbed, interrupted. And the Gemara, Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchok, ach rab chosu vesiknu, this price sold afterwards, they did make the takana. So goes according to Beis Shammai, that the tzora really is mutter to you, she's not an erva. And therefore, her chalitza is called a good chalitza. Therefore, chalitza, even if Yod Yezika, her chalitza frees the sister. Because really, you could even be miyabim the tzora. Just with the rabbonin, you give them chalitza, but I call upon them the chalitza is considered a very good chalitza. Yeah. It's Mori Boilu. I have a question like this now. Bye.